the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMGA.
All right, welcome back. Quick turnaround. It's the second game of our Thursday night doubleheader here on 92.1 KMZA from Wetmore High School as the Cardinals play host to the Buffaloes of Onega here in a TBL showdown. The Lady Buffaloes got the win in the first contest over Wetmore 45-33. So the Buffaloes look for the sweep here in game number two. Let's get you the starting lineups here. We'll start with Onega. Luke Baxter, 11th season as the head coach. They were 3-17 a year ago. Casey Myers is a 6'2 senior in the backcourt. Ty Figge, a 5'11 junior. Zach Fisher is a 6'1 junior. Josh Martin is a 5'9 senior. He missed last season due to an injury, but back on the floor for the Buffaloes this year. And then the 6'4 senior, Jason Abbott as well. Very good post player inside. So again, for the Buffaloes, it's Myers, Figge, Fisher, Martin, and Abbott. For the Cardinals, Mark Martin, fourth year as the head coach, 14-9 a year ago. They'll go like this. 5'7 sophomore, Braden McQueen. 5'8 junior, Kyler Womack. Eric Bloom is a 5'11 senior. Jacob Carls is a 6'2 junior. And then Braden Henry, who was second team all league a year ago, averaged 16 points per game, the 6'1 senior, getting the nod as well. So again, for the Cardinals, it's McQueen, Womack, Bloom, Carls, and Henry. White uniforms for the Cardinals, black uniforms for Onega. It's the boys' contest, 2nd-2. Again, the girls' game went to the Lady Buffaloes by a final score of 45-33. Kirk Hillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for tuning in. Should have a good one here tonight. Hopefully we don't have as many fouls in this one as we did in the first game. There's a lot of fouls in that girls' contest. A lot of stoppage in play. See if we can get these teams up and down a little bit and run, and we'll see how it goes. And the tip-off won by Wetmore, and the Cardinals work it up the floor with Eric Bloom. Now top of the key, it's Kyler Womack. Womack to the right side of the floor. That is Braden McQueen. They work it around the screen there. Good movement here offensively. Good man-to-man defense, though, by the Buffaloes as well. Baseline drive cut off in the short corner, tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Wetmore. Good defense on the far side by Zach Fisher. Zach Fisher, of course, the quarterback for the Buffaloes during the football season. Very good athlete. There's a near steal on the inbounds pass. Here's a drive by Carls. Kicks it to the right side. A three is up and in for Braden McQueen, the sophomore. And it's a 3-0 Cardinals lead, 30 seconds into the quarter. They're showing some pressure here in the full court as well. Here's Fisher with it. Picks it up right wing. Now top of the circle, it goes to Josh Martin. Martin runs through here to the corner, gets it right there, kind of shades it back to the wing. They want to go over the top. It's inside. Good ball fake. Layup good. Casey Myers using his body inside to his advantage and getting a two-pointer there. It's 3-2 Wetmore as we come up on a minute into the opening quarter. Top of the key, it's Kyler Womack. Right side on the wing. This time it's Eric Bloom. Bloom has the dribble. They want to go to the short corner. We get a whistle in our first foul. Going to be on the Buffaloes, this one against Casey Myers. So Myers picks up the first foul of the game. 6:55 to go here in the first quarter. 3-2 Wetmore. There's a missed shot inside. Tipped around a little bit, but an offensive rebound. Stick back try, and then out of bounds. That one missed by Jacob Carls. And it's off Carls, and it goes back to the Buffaloes. 6:44 to go first quarter. 3-2 Wetmore by one. Wetmore showing a 2-2-1 zone press defense. Here's Abbott. Near the half-court stripe, they get it up there. There's a nice block shot inside and a rebound brought down by Bloom. Here come the Cardinals pushing the other way. Here's a drive by Henry. He'll pull up for a 17-footer. That one's pure. Braden Henry. His first bucket, a 5-2 Cardinals lead. Onega losing it here. Pressure here by the Cardinals, but Abbott's able to pick it up and keep it from being a turnover. Here's Martin, top of the key. Right side, it's Zach Fisher. They want Martin here in the right corner. They get it to him. Over the top, inside. Beautiful ball fake by Myers, and he uses his body again inside on the block. And Myers has all four for the Buffaloes, and it's a 5-4 Wetmore lead. Just 2 minutes by here in this opening quarter. Good pace to start for both teams. top of the key, Womack, kind of a Euro step there. They get it into the corner with Henry. Henry drives, and it kind of skims off the rim. No good, but able to get his own rebound and stick it back up and in. So Henry now with 4 points, and then we get a whistle and a foul against Wetmore as they continue the full court pressure. This one against Eric Bloom. That's his first. Boys contest here. Wetmore with a 7-4 lead. 5:35 left in the opening quarter. Here's Fisher slowly working across the timeline. Now the Cardinals showing man-to-man defense. Beautiful pass inside, off the face, and up and in is Ty Figge. Kind of assist to himself. Took one off the side of the face, but able to gather and put that one up and in. So all three buckets for the Buffaloes have come right at the rim inside. Wetmore leads by one, 7-6. Here's Jacob Carls. Pass off to Womack, and a whistle and a foul on the floor. Ty Figge picks up the foul, his first, team number two. So Womack to throw it in, gets it off to Henry, 6'1 senior guard. Hands it back to Womack. Now Womack to work here. Right side of the floor to Bloom. Bloom top of the key, it's Henry. Now back to Womack. Drive, floater with the right hand, just off the rim, no good. Battle for the rebound, brought down by Carls. He'll keep it alive. Second chance opportunity. Looking back at Mark Martin, the head coach, getting the call. 7-6 our score. Wetmore by one, not quite halfway into the opening quarter. The Onega girls won the first game, 45-33. There's another whistle and another foul. Stops the clock at 4:33. This one against Zach Fisher, that's his first, team foul number three. Same officiating crew as the girls' contest. So Wetmore on the side out. We'll throw it in. Womack has it. Gets it off to Eric Bloom, top of the key. Kind of backs things up. Now hands it back to Womack, taking his spot at the top of the key. That one tipped out of bounds. Last touched by the Cardinals, and that's a turnover forced by Wetmore. Good defense there by Abbott to force that TO. First one for Wetmore here in the first quarter. Here's Fisher with it. Man-to-man defense by the Cardinals. He is guarded by Bloom. They want to go inside to Abbott on the block. There's a reach and a foul. This one on Carls. That's his first. Wetmore foul number two. 7-6 Wetmore. Not quite halfway into the first quarter. So Fisher to throw this one in. Underneath his own bucket. Abbott standing on the block right in front of him. He'll come set a screen over here to the near side for Myers. They get it to him in the corner. Now back to Fisher. Short corner right. Nice pass inside. Abbott's turning a J. That one too strong, and a rebound for Wetmore. Brought down by Bloom. Hands it off to Womack. Nice move. Gets in the lane and lays it in for two. Tyler Womack, the 5'8 junior. His first bucket, 9-6. Wetmore by three. Buffaloes do a good job breaking the press on this play here. Zach Fisher, top of the key. They want Abbott inside, but well defended there by Henry, forcing him to get it back to the top of the key with Casey Myers. Myers here right side to Figge. Figge puts it on the dribble. Now Colby Fordham has checked into the game for the Buffaloes. There's a nice drive inside and a foul called. Myers is going to go to the line to shoot two. First free throws of the game. So Casey Myers, a 6'2 senior, he averaged 8 points and 6 rebounds a year ago. Solid athlete, first one up and good, nothing but net. He now has 5 here in the opening quarter, and the first couple of buckets, 9-7, Wetmore by 2. Myers another free throw here, trying to get it to 1. That one's up, and that one's too strong, and a rebound brought down by Eric Bloom. So a 1-for-2 trip there. Bloom takes it all the way. Drive. Could have been a charge. No call. A lot of contact. And then another offensive rebound stick back is no good by McQueen. And Abbott's able to bring down that miss. And then we get a whistle stoppage of play. It's Braden McQueen who lost a shoe underneath. We'll let him go back and get the sneaker back on. The Buffaloes have it, down 2, 9-7, 3:10 to go first quarter. Nice pressure there. Zach Fisher with the drive. We get a whistle and a foul. It's on the floor. I think it was on Eric Bloom. That's his second. And team foul number four. So Fisher to throw it in. Looking inside once Abbott gets it there. Over the top. Makes a post move. Puts it up. And it rattles home off the window. Jason Abbott, his first bucket, the 6'4 senior, 8.6 rebounds a year ago, and we're tied at 9, under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. In good pace by both of these teams here early on. Here's Womack, top of the key. Henry will fire a 3, no hesitation, off the back iron, no good, rebound Abbott. His second rebound. Here's Fisher up the floor, waist-high dribble with the right hand, picks it up on the right wing. Now inside to a cunning Abbott, lost it, and out of bounds. It'll be Wetmore basketball. So another sub coming into the game. Jeremiah Dorsey, a 5'10 junior, has checked in for the Buffaloes. And also in the game, Colby Simpkins, a 5'10 junior as well. So a couple of subs in for the Buffaloes. A 9-9 game here, under 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Here's Henry on a drive, stepping back on Fisher. He'll fire, left it short. And a rebound for Simpkins, who just checked in, and then he threw it away. So Henry now top of the key, they'll reset. Here's McQueen, top of the key. This is Bloom. Now Henry. Jacob Carl's on the floor, and he's bumped and fouled. Driving from the top of the key, it's Abbott who picks up the foul, his first. And Myers comes right back into the game for Abbott after he picked up his first foul. 9-9 score, 1:59 to go, first quarter. Womack in the right corner. They work it to Henry, top of the key. Thought about stepping back for a 3. Instead, Womack on the right wing. He wanted it. Quick hezzy. Now they get it inside. Jump shot no good, and a rebound by Casey Myers. That is well done in the post, and then we get a whistle and a foul. This one against Jacob Carls, and that's his second. Or correction, that is now his third foul. So a minute 44 to go here in the opening quarter. We're tied at 9. Here's Fisher. A little more right side on the wing. Left side to Martin. Martin puts it on the dribble towards the top of the key. They work it into the right corner with Myers. Quickly doubled. His pass tipped. Intercepted. Cardinals take it. Third turnover by Onega here in the first quarter. Looking for a bounce pass inside. And miscommunication there by Bloom. Thought Carls was cutting. He was not. And it's thrown out of bounds. And right back to the Buffaloes with a 1:22 to go in the first. Simpkins goes out. Dorsey checks back in. And a 9-9 game here with 80 seconds to go in the first quarter. So Fisher slowly up the floor. Here's Myers, right wing. Back to Fisher up top. Working it now to the left side. That's Martin. Martin back to Fisher. Fires a 3. Might have been partially blocked. Tipped. And the rebound chased down by Kyler Womack. He's in transition. Beautiful 2-on-1 feed. And Womack with the assist. And that's Carls with an easy bucket. He's got his first basket. 11-9 our score. Wetmore back up in front by 2. 50 seconds to go. Here's Myers with it. Fisher top of the key. Swings it to Martin left wing. Holds it up high. Now back to Fisher top of the key. Zone defense right now for the Cardinals that had a nice mix here with man and zone here in the first quarter. Martin wants it inside. It's not there. Gets it back to Fisher, top of the key. Now 32 seconds to go. They're going to call out a new play. Martin high left on the wing. Right now they got 4 out, 1 in. Looking for Abbott in the middle of that zone. Skips to Fordham in the corner. Abbott's turn. His J is misfired and a rebound for Henry. And now he's going to slow things down and work the final shot here with 12 seconds to go. Henry guarded by Fisher. Two good athletes. 8 seconds. Couple between the legs dribbles. Works to his left. He'll fire a 3. This one too strong. 2 seconds to go. Rebound Onega, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. Good pace by both teams, and a good one here through 8 minutes. Our score in the boys' contest. It's Wetmore 11, Onega 9. We got our Second quarter action coming up next here after a brief timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM KMZA.
92.1 KMZA Seneca. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for tuning in to our first basketball broadcast of the early season. TBL Showdown, Onega at Wetmore. And in the boys' contest, starting the second quarter, Cardinals with an 11-9 lead over the visiting Buffaloes. Buffaloes with the ball to start the second quarter. Martin to Fisher. On the right wing, they play back and forth. Little hot potato with it. They get it now to Myers in the right corner. They want to skip it over the top. Short corner left. Abbott's trying to work on Henry. Left his feet. Gets it to Fisher. He'll fire a three. No good there. Rebound to Braden Henry, and he works it up the floor quickly. Nice kick. Beautiful. In transition, and the J is good. From 15 out by number 15, Eric Bloom. His first bucket. He's got two. And the lead for the Wetmore Cardinals now is 4, 13-9. Here's Myers. Near side corner. Fisher top of the key. Right back to Myers. Left open for three. This one too strong. Rebound brought down by McQueen. McQueen trying to get it up the floor quickly. Gets it up to Bloom. Eurostep. Left his feet. Gets it off to Henry. Nice ball fake. Left side. Here's a three on the way. This one's good. That's Jacob Carls. He's got five. And the lead now a touchdown. 16-9. Wetmore and a good start here in the early portions of the second quarter. Zone defense right now for the Cardinals. They get it to Abbott. Short corner left. His entry pass deflected and taken away. Fourth turnover by the Buffaloes. Nice move of the body inside and using to extend and get the defender off is Braden Henry, and he now has six, and it's 18-9, and we're going to get a timeout called by the Buffaloes. So just like that, a 7-0, or I should say a 6-7-0 start, I was right, to the opening portions of the second quarter. Wetmore extending that lead out. 18-9. We will go ahead and keep it right here. Of course, there are some other games around Northeast Kansas here tonight. We do got the girls contest at the half. Silver Lake leading Jeff West 28-21. Some other non-league games around the area. Marysville at Hiawatha. Burlington at Holton, of course, on the Holton Channel. And then another TBL showdown tonight, Donathan West at Axtell. So a good start to the second quarter for Wetmore. Quick 7-0 spurt. They lead 18-9. 6:20 to go until halftime. So out of the timeout. Buffaloes with it, right side of the floor. Figgy back into the game. They work it left side to Martin. Martin wants the short corner, instead gets it into the deep corner now with Myers. Myers, heavy pass to the top of the key. Now Martin gets it back left wing. Right now there's not a lot of movement on the Buffaloes here offensively. There's a nice cut. They get it inside to Abbott, trying to use his body, and we get a travel. Five turnovers now against the Buffaloes. And the Cardinals here in the last few minutes, going back to the end of the first quarter, have really kind of had control. Here's Womack trying to put Martin on ice skates. Can't do it there. Off to Henry, high right. Top of the key here with Carls. Carls back to Womack, left wing. Now they want Henry a top screen three. That one no good. Misfires too strong. Womack able to chase it down all the way in the corner. We get a whistle away from the ball and a foul. This one on Josh Martin, that's his first. Team foul number five. Both teams with five team fouls. 5:30 to go until halftime. So Womack to throw it in. Left side the backboard underneath his own bucket. Holding it high. Finally gets it off to McQueen. McQueen might have got away with a push-off. Instead, it's a turnover as Fisher comes away with a steal. Fisher will slow things down a little bit. Onega trailing here at Wetmore, 18-9, 5 minutes and change left until halftime. Cardinals sticking with the zone defense. Skip it into the corner with Myers. Far side, now back here to the near side corner. Here's a jump shot that was partially blocked, but right into the hands of Abbott, and he puts it up and in. Jason Abbott, he's got four, and that's the first points for Onega here in the second quarter. Back to within seven at 18-11. Top of the key with Carls. They want it in the corner. Baseline drive there, cut off. Bloom kicks it back out to Womack, high left. Now they're going to reset top of the key with Henry. So Henry now directing a little bit of traffic. Man-to-man defense by the Buffaloes. Henry guarded by Fisher. Gets it off to Womack. He's guarded by Simpkins. They want to hand it back to Henry on the right wing. Now he's going to drive baseline. Gets by a defender. He's blocked at the rim, but they're going to call a foul. Myers had a good contest. I believe they're going to get Myers with the foul. They do. That's his second. And so this will send Henry to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is up and too strong. First free throw opportunities in the first half for Wetmore. That was the sixth team foul against the Buffaloes, so Wetmore in the bonus the rest of the way. Cardinals have committed five fouls. 4:26 to go until halftime. 18-11, make it 19-11 as Henry goes one for two. He's now got 7 points. Both teams are one of two at the free throw line in the first half. Fisher to Abbott, top of the key. Left side on the wing, that's Figgy. Figgy holds it high, guarded by Womack. Top of the key now, it's Dorsey who checks back in. Simpkins gets it back out into the corner. Now Fisher has it, working on the far side wing. Picks up his dribble prematurely, but gets it off to Figgy. Figgy works it around the arc from left to right, stops on the right wing. Top of the key to Dorsey. Dorsey looks right, throws it left. Back to Fisher, he'll reset. 3:55 counting. Here until halftime, 19-11. Here's a three ball. And that one is short, but an offensive rebound try. Stick back is no good by Dorsey. And a rebound brought down by McQueen. It was, or I should say Henry there. Here's a Womack three and a Womack cash. How about that one? Tyler Womack from downtown. He's got five, and it's a double-up lead now for the Cardinals at 22-11. Top of the key with Abbott. Throw it here to the near side corner. This is Figgy for three. It's a foul on the floor. They call the foul on Eric Bloom. That's his third. Simpkins checks out. As Martin checks back in, correction, makes a move inside. Abbott with a nice move on the block, and he puts it up and in. So Abbott's trying to keep his squad in the game. He's got six. It's 22-13. Wetmore by nine with the ball. Just over 3 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Henry working around a screen. Good cut through there by Fisher. Not too bothered by it. Now Womack in the lane. Kicks out left wing. Nice Euro move. Beautifully done. Left side finishing with the right hand. And we get a whistle and a timeout. Henry puts that one in. He's got nine. And Mark Martin wants to take a TO. 2:56 to go until halftime. Wetmore 24, Onega 13. It's a full. We'll take it as well. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Find great values for your Christmas shopping now at Heinen True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca. Save 20% on all regular priced outerwear. Save 15% on all jeans, denim, overalls, and shirts. And save 20% on all toys. Heinen True Value have name brand toys by Tommy and Bruder and clothing by Key, Carhartt, and Wrangler. Hurry in as the clothing specials end December 4th. Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturday 7:30 to noon.
KMZA.
2:56 to go until halftime in the boys' contest. Wetmore in control, leading Onega 24-13. Buffaloes with the basketball out of the timeout. Abbott throws it here near side corner. It is Figge. Abbott gets it right back, dribbles bottom of the elbow. Now Figge gets it back, right wing, skips it left side, now into the corner. Here's Fisher, baseline drive, lets his feet lay up good. Big time bucket, Zach Fisher. He needs to get going. That's his first bucket. 24-15 now, Cardinals by 9. Womack slowly across the timeline, bounce pass right wing to Bloom. Bloom now bouncing it inside to a cutting Womack, who gets caught, turns, gets it back to Henry. Henry wants to step into a right wing three. This one no good. Abbott's going high for the rebound to pull that one down. He's got four boards in the first half. 2:10 to go. Here's Fisher. Top of the key with Abbott. Throws it here near side to Figge. Figge thought about a three, turns it down. Abbott at the elbow. He's quickly doubled, bouncing it over here to Casey Myers. Now they work it to Martin, high left. To the corner with Fisher. Thought about the baseline drive, instead goes towards the right wing, and top of the key now with Abbott, who skips it right back to Fisher in the left corner. Here's Martin. Again, not much movement. This zone defense kind of causing some issues here for the Buffaloes. This possession running past 30 seconds. They haven't been able to get much of a look inside. A lot of perimeter passing. Martin top of the key. Myers to Figge. Figge left side. Top of the key now. Gets it back. Martin's tired of waiting. He'll fire a three. That one's no good. And Henry the rebound. Head coach Mark Martin for the Cardinals yelling go, telling him to get up the floor. A transition defense, though, by Onega to slow down that opportunity there, and the Cardinals will reset in the half court. 70 seconds to go until halftime. They lead by 9. Beautiful pass inside. Missed opportunity there, and then a whistle and a foul. Beautiful pass inside. Bloom missed the layup, but Abbott is going to get the foul going over the back. That's his second foul. 17 foul, so Bloom will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Bloom here in the first half, 2 points, 3 rebounds. He averaged 5 points a game last season as a junior. The lefty fires, the lefty hits. He's got 3, and he'll get the second opportunity at the stripe. 25-15, 10-point Cardinal lead. 1:06 until halftime. Lefty again, beautiful stroke, left it strong, and it's going to go out of bounds, last touch by the Buffaloes, and it's going to be Wetmore basketball. That's unfortunate there. Should have had the rebound. Instead, off their fingertips, out of bounds, so the Cardinals get a free throw, and they'll get the ball back. Up 10 with 60 seconds to go until halftime. So Womack, top of the key, kind of slowing things down. We'll see how they want to play this possession. Buffaloes in man-to-man defense. Here's Henry, gets a high ball screen. Good pick-and-roll game. They get it inside, but good double there to back out Carl to the left corner. 42 seconds to go. They'll reset. Top of the key. Hands it off to Womack. One hand pass to Henry, right wing. 32 seconds to go. He'll spin around. A screen and fire up a jump shot. That one is no good. A long rebound is chased down by Carl's, and they keep it alive. Here's a three and the foul. That was Eric Bloom, who cashed a three. He's got 6, and then he was fouled, and he'll have a chance for a 4-point play. Foul is on Abbott. That's his third. So Bloom to cap off a 4-point play. He misses the free throw and the rebound to Casey Myers. 17 seconds to go until the half. 28-15, Wetmore in front. They've dominated the second quarter. 10 seconds. Here's Myers, a three. Too strong. Fisher knocked it out of bounds. It will be Buffalo basketball. 5 seconds to go. Fordham will throw it in from the sideline. Slaps it. Gets it to Fisher. Steps top of the key. Fires a three. Off the rim, no good. High rebound brought down by Carls, and that's the end of the first half. What a second quarter by Wetmore. They take control, and they take a 13-point lead at the intermission. At the half here in our boys' contest, it's Wetmore 28, Onega 15. Halftime coming up next, and it's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Halftime next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock-bottom prices. So in the Holton area, you got to get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2022, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We're people you know and care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call the right agents, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP today. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And welcome back here at the half of our boys' contest. Wetmore on their home floor. They had a dominant second quarter as they lead Onega 28-15 at the half. They led 11-9 at the end of the first quarter and outscored the Buffaloes 17-6 in the second quarter to take this 13-point lead into the intermission. Kirk Hillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thank you for tuning in to our first of many high school basketball broadcasts across Kansaland Airwaves all season long as we are up and running to start a brand new high school basketball season. Let's get you some numbers from the first half. We'll start with Wetmore, pretty balanced across the board. A good first half for Braden Henry, the 6'1 senior, 9 points and 5 rebounds. 5 points and 4 rebounds for Jacob Carls. Eric Bloom had 6 points and 3 rebounds. 5 for Kyler Womack, and then 3 points by Braden McQueen. The leading scorer for the Buffaloes, Jason Abbott, the 6'4 senior. He had 6 points and 4 rebounds. 5 points from Casey Myers, and you had 2 points apiece from Ty Figge and Zach Fisher. Played very well in terms of both teams not turning the ball over. 5 first half turnovers for the Buffaloes, just 3 for Wetmore. And the Cardinals are out rebounding the Buffaloes 16-9 here at the half. Not many free throws in the first half either. Wetmore 2 of 5 at the line, and Onega hit 1 of their 2 free throws in the first half. Again, our score here at the half of our boys' game, it's Wetmore 28, Onega 15. We're back in a moment. Our halftime coverage continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
KMZA.
In our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires in our boys contest, Wetmore 28, Onega 15, battle of TVL foes and what should be a fun Twin Valley League this season. Both the girls and the boys should be very competitive. If you heard any of our coaches' shows throughout the course of this week, of course, you can hear those on Wednesdays and Thursdays all throughout the basketball season on all of our stations, of course, 92.1, 103.9, at least parity seemed to be the word a lot of the coaches used on both ends, both girls and boys coaches, in terms of the TVL, about how deep this league could be this season. And it's going to be a lot of fun watching this one develop and see how this one's going to shake out. Of course, they have their TVL tournament middle of the season. That is the weekend of January 15th. That's going to be a lot of fun to cover as well. But right now, getting an early taste of TVL basketball. The girls' contest, Onega pretty much dominated from the second quarter on. They pulled away, beat Wetmore 45-33. And then here in the boys' contest, it's quite the opposite. Wetmore 28, Buffaloes 15. We'll step aside, one more two-minute timeout when we come back. The second half is coming up next. Our halftime coverage has been sponsored by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Life Care Center in Seneca is a great place to work. Their average employee has been with them 10 years plus. Right now they have a hiring bonus available and you'll find increased wages. They pay an incentive of $110 for COVID vaccine completion and they pay for your flu shots. Most of their positions have flexible schedules. Life Care Center in Seneca is hiring right now. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. That's 785-336-3528.
KMZA.
All right, welcome back. Second half action now underway here. Wetmore and Onega, the boys' contest. It's Wetmore by 13 as we begin the third quarter. There's a missed shot inside. Womack comes away with an offensive rebound. Cardinals get another opportunity. Top of the key, McQueen. Nice ball fake. Floater in the lane. Off the rim, no good. We get a whistle and a foul underneath on the rebound attempt. I believe this is on Casey Myers. That would be his third foul. First foul on either team in the second half. So the Cardinals keep it. They get it here into the corner. Bloom for three. Bloom knocks it down. Eric Bloom now with 9 points and another three to his tally. It's 31-15 and a good start here in the third quarter for the Cardinals. First possession for Onega. Abbott's top of the key. Now Martin in the right corner. Abbott's at the elbow. Back to Martin in the right corner. Now high right with Figgy. Figgy gets it over here left side. Fisher, nice ball fake. Had it knocked from behind, but able to get up and under and lay that one in for two. Difficult finish for Zach Fisher. Much needed bucket there for the Buffaloes. And the Wetmore lead is 31-17, a minute into the third quarter. McQueen to Henry here, near side corner. Top of the key now, it's Bloom. Bloom wants Henry at the elbow. He'll turn and face. Little jab, little hezzy, and a shot. That one is short. And a rebound for Abbott. And then Abbott turns it over real quick. Onega's sixth turnover of the game. Henry, head of steam drive, gets a lot of contact. They'll get a foul on the floor. So Abbott quickly picks up his fourth foul. Second foul on the Buffaloes here in the third quarter. So that'll call on a sub as Jeremiah Dorsey will have to check in for Abbott, who again now has four fouls. 31-17, Wetmore by 14. They get it to Bloom in the corner. Now they hand it off to Womack, who curls in the lane, looking for a pass inside, deflected, a lot of contact, and then a whistle and a jump ball, and possession will give it to the Buffaloes. So good defense there by Ty Figgy to force a turnover. So the Buffaloes get it back with 6.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, but they trail here at Wetmore by 14 at 31-17. Here's Figgy, left side. Puts it on the dribble once. Top of the key with Myers. Right side to Martin on the wing. Holds it high. Now chest high. Back to the top here with Dorsey. Dorsey quickly gets it to Fisher, left side. Curls into the lane at the free throw line. Stops. Puts up a difficult shot. No good. Dorsey gets the rebound and sticks it back up and in. Jeremiah Dorsey with his first basket. We get a whistle. We'll leave a timeout on the floor. It's going to be a 30. At 6:03 to go here in the third, 31-19 is the Wetmore lead. Onega takes the timeout, and it is a 30-second timeout. Wetmore led by two at the end of the first quarter. It was 11-9, but they had a 17-6 run in the second quarter to balloon their lead to 13 at the half, 28-15. And not quite 2 minutes in to the third quarter, the Wetmore lead is 31-19. Braden Henry, 9 points to lead the Cardinals. Bloom also with 9 points as well and a couple of threes. Abbott has six for Onega, but he also has four fouls. Myers has five, and Fisher has four. 31-19, Wetmore in front with the ball out of the timeout. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. This will be Womack to lead the charge up the floor for the Cardinals, slowly walking it up, waist-high dribble with the right hand. McQueen on the right wing, nearly lost it on the entry pass, but gets it back. Womack now top of the key. They want Carl's inside, but good defense by Myers to avoid that. Now they separate it for Henry, had it knocked away, and we get a whistle and another foul. So two of the more important players now for Onega has four fouls. That'll be Myers' fourth foul. Abbott just went to the bench with four fouls as well. So that's going to call upon Colby Fordham, the junior, to check in, replacing Myers. Three fouls by the Buffaloes here in the third quarter. Wetmore has yet to commit a foul. Womack trying to get it in, still trying to get it in, throws it way over the top to Bloom, and then he's going to be bumped and fouled. Fordham just checked in, picks up his first. That's team foul number four. 5:40 to go, third quarter, 31-19, Wetmore by 12, and the ball. Bloom gets it, hands it right back to Womack. Womack calls the play, he's behind the timeline, now crossing it. Crossing over from his left hand to right, gets it on the elbow to Henry. Henry to Womack, steps into a three, that one no good from the left wing, and a rebound by Zach Fisher. Fisher pushing it up the floor quickly. Good transition defense by Wetmore to slow it down. Fisher steps back. He'll fire. That one no good from downtown. And that is a rebound brought down by Bloom. He'll push the tempo quickly. Gets it to McQueen in the corner. Now Henry kind of slow things down and resets as Womack gets it back at the top of the key. 3 minutes gone by, third quarter. 31-19. It's Wetmore by 12. Here in our boys contest, the Onega girls won the first game. Here tonight as McQueen fires and missing on a three-point attempt. And there's a drive, and that one trickles off the rim, no good, and Fisher pulls down the rebound. So Fisher, top of the key, it's Fordham. Fordham left side to Figge on the left wing. Waist high with the right hand, now top of the key to Dorsey. Dorsey now getting it back to Martin, high right. Martin gets it right back. On about a three, turns it down, gets it off to Fisher. Fisher swings it through, now back to Martin, top of the key. So Nega team won just three games a year ago. Fisher hesitated, thought about a three, turned it down, but gets it back into the right corner. He's guarded by Henry. Burst the basketball quickly, left side on the wing, now it's Martin. And this zone defense has kind of bothered the Buffaloes here tonight. There's just not a lot of movement. A lot of perimeter passing, plenty of time going off the clock, and that entry pass is taken away by Womack. Good time and a good steal there by Kyler Womack. Cardinals with it up 12, 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Henry sets it up with Womack, top of the key. I'm telling you what, very impressed. The Cardinals, with the pace that they're playing, been very good about knowing when to get it into transition, when to slow it down. They've played a nice game here tonight. Certainly a lot of time. They want to keep that up. And right when I say positive things, they turn it over. But they certainly have played a good ball game here. 31-19 their lead. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Buffalo's back with it. Working around the arc to Martin. Fisher, right corner, three. That one's good. Much needed. And he had something to say to Braden Henry on the closeout. And Fisher now has 7 points in his first three of the night. Here's McQueen. Nice little hesitation move. Gets inside. Shot partially blocked. And then a rebound by Figge. Now Onega with the ball. Now down nine all of a sudden. 2:44 to go here in the third. 31-22. There's a nice drive. Cut. Layup. No good. And a rebound brought down by Braden Henry. Having a nice game as well. Henry wants to go coast to coast. He'll lay it up with the left hand, and it's no good. A lot of contact, no call. Figge with the rebound. Here's Fisher trying to work up the floor. They got numbers, left his feet. Difficult shot. Teardrop is good. Zach Fisher now with 9. He's got the last 5 for the Buffaloes, and just like that, it's down to a 7-point game, 31-24, with just over 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Here's McQueen, right wing. Knee-high dribble. Now picks up his dribble. Dorsey putting some pressure on him. They get it inside. Carl's nice move with the left hand. Left his shot short, and then a whistle and a foul. So the Buffaloes starting to gather some momentum here, getting back into this game. Down 7. They're going to get the ball back. Minute 56 to go here in the third quarter. They bring back Casey Myers into the ball game, and also Colby Simpkins will check in as well. Again, Myers coming back on the floor with 4 fouls. Certainly need to be careful in that regard. Simpkins will throw it in. Gets it off to Fisher. Minute 55. Clock moving south. Third quarter. Wetmore 31. Onega 24. Buffalo's a chance to creep back a little bit closer. Simpkins, left side on the wing. Has the dribble, not using it. Gets it into the left corner. Three on the way. This one no good, but an offensive rebound chased down in the far corner by Figgy, and then either a shot or a pass. Couldn't tell. It was deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Buffaloes. A minute 37 to go here in the third. So Figgy to throw it in. Wants to get Dorsey inside. He puts up an awkward shot. No good. And then a rebound brought down by Henry. And I think we get a foul on the Buffaloes here on the rebound attempt. So it's team foul number 5 against the Buffaloes. Oh boy, just realizing it was Casey Myers. So Myers fouls out of the game. So the 6'2 senior, 5 points and 2 rebounds. He exits with a minute 28 to go in the third. Womack right side of the floor, Bloom. They want it top of the key to Carls. Womack gets it right back. They want an entry pass to Henry, deflected out of bounds, and will be Cardinals basketball. Fans don't agree with the call, certainly. The Cardinals keep it underneath their own bucket, leading by 7, 31-24, with a minute 15 to go here in the third. Bloom gets it to Womack, top of the key. Puts it on the dribble with the right hand. Goes between the legs. Now works it here. Right side to McQueen on the wing. Guarded by Dorsey. Top of the key now to Carls. Carls puts it on the dribble. Gets inside. Bouncing it into the right corner to McQueen. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Now Carls back top of the key to Womack, who resets with now 55 seconds to go here in the third. Get it to Carls. They reverse it. Left side on the wing. Now it's Womack. Want to get that entry pass inside. They get it to Henry. Quickly doubled. They get it to McQueen. His shot is well off the mark, and that's going to go out of bounds. And back to the Buffaloes with 42 seconds remaining here in the third. 31-24. Buffaloes with it down 7. Now final 36 seconds here in the third quarter. Wetmore had gotten the lead up to 13. There's a wild pass inside, and we get a whistle and a foul underneath. It's going to go against the Buffaloes. This one on Colby Fordham, his second. Team foul number 6. So the fouls right now are 6-1. Onega's been called for 6 fouls here in the third quarter. Wetmore just won. Final 22 seconds. Womack left his feet, and he turned it over. And then it's going to be a foul on Womack. And the sarcastic cheers from the Buffalo fans who are glad to get a call. And for Womack, that's his first foul. So 18 seconds to go, a 7-point lead for Wetmore, but the Buffalo's a chance to cut into it heading into the fourth. Now 11 seconds. Top of the key, Fisher holding it at the hip. Now right side to Figgy. Now 7 seconds. Fisher top of the key. Figgy gets it back. Right wing. Now 4 seconds. Fisher gets it back. Step to his right. Fires a 3. Rattles it in at the buzzer. Oh, baby. Zach Fisher came hot in the third quarter. He's now got 12. All of a sudden, it's a 4-point game going to the fourth. At the end of 3, it's Wetmore 31, Onega 27. Back for the fourth and final quarter after a minute timeout, I should say, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
KMZA.
We got a ball game going to the fourth quarter. Onega outscores Wetmore 12-3 in the third quarter, and they're back to within 4. 31-27. It's a 4-point Cardinals lead as we have 8 minutes to go in the game. Cardinals starting the fourth quarter with the basketball. Womack with it, crossing over the left hand, guarded by Simpkins. Gets it off to Bloom on the left wing. Now Womack on the right wing. Swings it through, gets to the elbow, bounce pass to McQueen. Turns down a three, gets it back to Womack, top of the key. He'll spin away, kind of slow things down. They want McQueen on the right wing. They want to go over the top inside, tip out of bounds, and last touch by Onega. It will be Cardinals basketball. 31-27, Cardinals by four early in the fourth quarter. They have the ball underneath their own bucket. Womack to throw it in. Still looking. Gets it to Bloom. Leaves him open for three. This one too strong, and a rebound brought down by Dorsey. Now the Buffalo's off and running. We'll slow it down a little bit, though. Fisher gets it back top of the key. Fordham has it. Left side to Figge. Figge, the 5'11 junior. Now Dorsey wants to get it to Fisher in the corner. Turns down a three. Dribbles out of the corner to the top of the key. That is a heavy jump stop. Left his shot short. And a rebound by Womack. Now the Cardinals back with it. A four-point lead, 60 seconds into the fourth quarter. Here's Henry, guarded by Fisher. Probably argued the two best players on the floor right now. Womack sets a nice screen. Simpkins now traded on to Henry. He'll spin in the lane, flips up a difficult shot, but that one is tipped up and in, I believe, by Bloom. That gives him 11. Now it's 33-27. The lead is 6 for the Cardinals with 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Dorsey inside. Little head fake. That shot is blocked by Henry. Now Henry working it up in transition quickly. He wants to go coast to coast. His shot's no good. Bloom gets the rebound. Then we get a foul on the Buffaloes, I believe, on the foul or on the rebound attempt. They get it on Simpkins. That's his first. That's the 7th team foul, so it's a 1-1 scenario now, as Bloom will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. First one is up, and that one rattles out, no good. Rebound by Fordham. So here's Fisher, the 6-point Cardinals lead. They haven't started the clock. Now they start the clock. So about 5 seconds probably saved there for the Buffaloes, but the clock back moving. 6:10 to go in the game. It's a 6-point Cardinals lead. Get it inside to Fordham. Nearly turn it over, but they get it back out to Figge, top of the key. Now Simpkins skips it left corner. Fisher wanted the three, but turns it down. He'll step into a two, and he'll rattle that one down. Wanted the foul, but no call. And Onega's going to take a timeout. It is a full. So 33-29. Fisher going off. He's got 14 in the ball game. 5:55 left to go, a 4-point game. 33-29 Wetmore, back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 KMZA.
5:55 to go in the ball game. Cardinals clinging to a 4-point lead against Onega, 33-29. They got the ball out of the timeout. Zach Fisher going off. He's got 12 of his 14 in the second half, leading the charge for the Buffaloes. They get a beautiful set play inside, and Jacob Carls puts that one home. So a big bucket for the Cardinals, back to a 6-point lead for him, 35-29. 5:32 to go. Clock moving here in the fourth quarter. Dorsey, they work it into the corner now with Fisher. He likes that left corner. Gets it out to Martin, who's back into the game. They leave Fisher open for a second. He'll fire, not this time, but Dorsey gets the offensive rebound. Fisher resets. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the game. Biggie in the right corner. Dribbles out a little bit of trouble. Top of the key now to Fisher. Wanting to set a high ball screen. He'll go to the right. Now gets it into the corner with Martin. Turns down a three. Gets it up over the top to Abbott, who is bumped and fouled inside. We haven't seen him in a while. Picked up four fouls, or his fourth foul, I should say, early on in the third quarter. That's a guy they need on the floor. The foul is against Braden Henry. That is his first, and just the third team foul against the Cardinals here in the second half. So Martin to throw it in. Over the top. On the block to Abbott. He'll turn. Difficult shot. Well contested and a rebound by Weston Shulions, who has checked into the game. A 5'8 sophomore for the Cardinals. Here's Womack. Top of the key. They get it to Henry left wing. Now Shulions with it. Now back to Womack. High right. Now Bloom gets it top of the key. 4.5 minutes left in the game. 35-29. Cardinals by 6 with the ball. Henry wants to go a little iso here. Wants to work a little one-on-one. Curls. Gets in the lane. Trying to scoop it up and in. And then fouled on the putback attempt. He's going to earn a trip to the free throw line. Team foul number 8 against the Buffaloes. This one against Figgy. That's his second. And Braden Henry will go to the line to shoot 2 to try to extend on a 6-point lead. 35-29. 4:21 to go in the game. Second one is, or I should say, first one on the way. That one's too strong, no good. So after that miss, Wetmore is just 2 of 7 at the free throw line. There's not been many free throws shot in this game. And he missed them both. So two big misses there. Dorsey comes away with the rebound. Now Fisher up the floor. 4:10 to go in the game. Wetmore leading 35-29, but the Buffaloes with it. Top of the key, Fisher. Left side to Figgy. Figgy holding it high on the left wing. They went inside to Abbott, and then a foul underneath. Stop the clock exactly at 4 minutes to go in the game. It's on the floor. It's just the fourth team foul against Wetmore, and the second on Henry. Abbott's beautiful cut. Dorsey, his shot might have been partially blocked, but a rebound on the backside by Henry. He's closing in on a double-double. He's got 9 points and 10 rebounds now after that. One on the other end. 35-29. It's a 6-point Cardinals lead. 3:40 to go in the game. Shulions, they leave him open for three. Not there. It's short. And then a rebound for Carls. And then a second chance opportunity. Carls again up and in. Then we get a whistle and a timeout, 37-29. The Onega fans not happy. That sequence there turns out to a Cardinals 2-point bucket, 37-29, an 8-point advantage with 3:29 to go in the game. It's full timeout. We'll take a quick 30 back for the final 3.5 minutes after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals. Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Candleland Radio.
Out of the timeout, Cardinals showing some pressure in the full court, but the Buffaloes able to break it. Top of the key with Martin. 3:20 to go in the game. Wetmore 37, Onega 29. The Buffaloes have one more push. This would be nice. A Fisher 3. That one no good from the right corner, but Dorsey gets the miss off the rebound. His shot is no good, and then tipped out of bounds. It comes back this way to Wetmore. Dorsey, the 5'10 junior for the Buffaloes, just 2 points, but he has 7 rebounds. He's had some putback opportunities as Wetmore nearly turned it over on the inbounds pass, but they get it in and up the floor. Womack into the right corner. Shulions along too. That one is short. And the rebound brought down by Dorsey and then tipped out of bounds. It'll go back to the Buffaloes. 2:56 to go. It's an 8-point Wetmore lead, 37-29. Martin trying to get it in. So to Figgy. Figgy gets it up the floor to Abbott, and then it's nearly taken away by Wetmore. But Fisher able to corral and get it across the timeline, now under 2:50 to go in the game. Buffaloes have one more charge. We'll see. They had it to within four to start the fourth, but they have not been any closer since the first quarter. Here's Fisher, left side on the wing, top of the key to Figgy, picks up the dribble. Now Abbott has it. He wants to swing it back into the left corner. Fisher, hot steps in the lane, had it stripped away, and a steal. Here's Bloom, trying to shield the defender, turns. His shot is wild, no good, but Carl's able to come down with the offensive rebound. Off to Womack as they reset, 2:15 to go in the game. It's an 8-point Cardinals lead, and they have the ball and slowing the pace down. Womack working on Figgy. They get it right here into the corner with Shulian. Shulian's not much pressure against him. He stands about 18 feet from the bucket. They get Carl's on a cut. We get a whistle and a foul. I think it's on Abbott. That would be his fifth foul. So that's going to foul Jason Abbott out of the game. 6 points and five rebounds for him as he will exit with 1:58 to go in the game. Colby Fordham will check in. Carl's to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. His first free throw attempts of the season. Certainly big here. If he can knock these down, this first one is up and in. Carl's now into double figures with 10 points, the 6'2 junior. 38-29. This would get it to 10, and he does. And get a whistle and a timeout on the floor. Minute 58, it's a full. Wetmore 39, Onega 29. Final buck 58 after this timeout. So we'll step aside for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
One, two, three, four!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
And your sports authority indeed. Kirk Kilman leading the charge back in the studios. I'm Brandon Tadman. Boys contest has a 1:58 to go. Wetmore here at home leading Onega by 10. 39-29. Game had good pace. Not as much scoring here in the second half. Buffaloes out of the timeout with the ball, dealing with a little bit of full court pressure. Fisher breaks away from some pressure and across the timeline. Gets it right back, wants to bounce it into the right corner. It's Simpkins, thought about a three, turns it down. We're down to a 1:43 to go. Here's Fordham, back to Figgy, high left. Simpkins in the corner. Fisher fires it inside. Beautiful pass, and the layup's no good. Henry the rebound. Really wish you had that one back if you're Colby Fordham. It was a beautiful pass by Fisher, but the layup no good. And now the Cardinals with a 10-point lead, and we're down to a 1:20 to go. And that one is stripped away, and there's going to be a foul against Bloom. Figgy with the steal. It'll be team foul number 5 against the Buffaloes. Bloom picks up his fourth. We're down to just 1:17, clock moving, and Onega with it, but they're now down 10. 39-29, so they need something quick. Simpkins for 3. This one off, and it bounces up over the backboard and out of play, so Wetmore gets it back with 67 seconds to go. Quick sub, J.D. Rice, a 6'3 sophomore, checking in for the first time for the Buffaloes. Womack gets it up the floor quickly as we're getting down to the final minute. As we have now crossed that minute mark, beautiful pass from Womack, and the shot is missed, and then a battle for the rebound is brought down by Fordham, so the Buffaloes get it back, but they're running out of time. 52 seconds and counting, they're down 10. Simpkins, right corner, Fisher will fire. That one is no good off the front rim, and then a whistle and a foul. Believe it's on the Buffaloes as Carl's brought down the rebound. So at 44 seconds to go in the game, it looks like Wetmore, good chance to close this one out, start the season with a victory, which would split the two tonight as the Onega girls won in our first contest, and right now the Wetmore boys looking like they're going to pull this one out. Carl's hits the first free throw. He's got 12 points to go along with 9 rebounds. So a good night from Jacob Carl's. Second free throw is on the way, and that one is no good, and the rebound is chased down by Fisher. So Fisher quickly doubled here, and then a whistle and a blocking foul with 39 seconds to go. 40-29 is our score. Wetmore by 11. It's only the 16 foul. And that's going to be the fifth foul on Bloom, so he fouls out of the game. So that'll bring back in Weston Chulion. Then we get a whistle and a timeout. So this is a full as well, but Wetmore looking like they're about to start the year with the W. 40-29, they lead by 11. 39 seconds to go in the game. A quick 30. Back in a moment on KMZA.
Find great values for your Christmas shopping now at Hein and True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca. Save 20% on all regular price outerwear. Save 15% on all jeans, denim, overalls, and shirts. And save 20% on all toys. Hein and True Value have name brand toys by Tommy and Bruder and clothing by Key, Carhartt, and Wrangler. Hurry in as the clothing specials end December 4th. Hein and True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon.
Your home for Northeast Kansas high school sports. Kansaland Radio.
There's 39 seconds remaining in our ball game. Wetmore trying to close it out. They lead Onega 40-29. Buffaloes with the basketball out of the timeout, but again, just running out of time. Just not much left with 39 seconds to go. Here's Fisher up the floor. Now under 35 seconds, Figgy back to Fisher. They want it into the corner. Now they get it inside. There's a turnaround, Jay. That one good by J.D. Rice, who had just checked into the game, and now another quick timeout. 26 seconds to go, so Onega takes the quick timeout. Down 9 at 40-31, but down to just 26 seconds to go. It is a full timeout, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here. It was an earlier start time for us this evening. Here at Wetmore, we're starting to get some girls' finals rolling in from the few games in the area tonight. So some girls' finals that we got for you. Holton losing at home to Burlington, 34-29 was that final. And then the other TBL contest tonight, how about the Donovan West girls? They go to Axel and put it to the Lady Eagles, 62-29 was that final. Of course, we'll have all the updates from the area games tonight on our sports updates tomorrow. And, of course, we'll have another full night of high school hoops for you tomorrow night all across our great airwaves. I'll be at Perry LeCompton as Nemaha Central comes roaring into town, a big 7 tilt. That should be fun tomorrow night at Perry LeCompton. So we'll have that one for you here on 92.1 KMZA. So out of the timeout, 40-31. Wetmore by 9, but just 26 seconds remaining in the game. They get it into Womack. They're not fouling him quickly. They're letting him take some time off the clock. They want to try to get the steal. They don't do it. They hand it off to Henry, and at this point, I think they're just going to let it ride out. He didn't foul right away, then no reason to foul now. Here's Henry on a drive, left his feet, kicks it to Womack. 8 seconds to go. Wetmore is going to run this out and win this game. So the Buffaloes fought hard, came roaring back, and got it back to within 4. But the Wetmore Cardinals are going to get the W. They win it here at home, 40-31, as they get off to a 1-0 start this season. In the final score, Wetmore 40, Onega 31. Our postgame coverage comes up next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Postgame next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Happy Monday, Joe Friday.
Cubs win. Cubs win. Cubs win.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2022, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call the right agents, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP today. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Kirk Kilman coming back with the heat as we're in our post-game coverage brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, he's the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Well, our first broadcast of the basketball season, it's a split as the Twin Valley League showdown between Onega and Wetmore. The Lady Buffaloes defeated the Lady Cardinals in the first game tonight. That final was 45-33, and then it was the Wetmore boys getting revenge in that factor, if you want to say it like that, I guess, but they hold off Onega 40-31 in what was a very tightly contested second half. The Buffaloes got it back to within four to start the fourth quarter, but again, light scoring, not many points, a 9-4 advantage in the fourth quarter for Wetmore as, again, they hold off Onega after it was a 31-27 game going into the fourth. Wetmore had a great first half. It was 11-9, their lead after one, and then they outscored Onega 17-6 in the second. They took a 28-15 lead at the half, and then again, it was a 16-12 advantage for Onega in the second half, but again, just not enough to get the win as the Cardinal boys start the season 1-0. So a good win for them, and the Buffaloes will look to bounce back after dropping 2-0-1. Let's get you some numbers in this ball game. We'll start with the winning Cardinals. We'll start with Jacob Carls, the 6'2 junior. Boy, he was solid on both ends. 12 points, 9 rebounds. He was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Also in double figures was Eric Bloom. Had a couple of threes, had 11 points, 5 rebounds as well. Braden Henry, a near double-double, 9 points, 11 rebounds. Of course, he was a second-team All-League selection a year ago, but just 1 of 4 at the free throw line. 5 points, 4 rebounds for Kyler Womack, and then 3 points, a couple of rebounds for Braden McQueen. For the Buffaloes, they were led by Zach Fisher, who scored 12 of his 14 in the second half. He had 14 points and 3 rebounds. He was the lone Buffalo in double figures. Jason Abbott, 6 points, 5 rebounds. He fouled out in the fourth quarter. Casey Myers also was in foul trouble. He fouled out as well, 5 points and 2 rebounds for him. And then you had Jeremiah Dorsey, J.D. Rice, and Ty Figge each with 2 points apiece. Jeremiah Dorsey, though, had 8 rebounds to go along with his 2 points. Both teams actually went 3-7 at the free throw line. You look at Onega, they actually didn't even shoot a free throw, I should say, or Wetmore, excuse me, didn't shoot a free throw until the second half. But both teams were just 3-7 at the free throw line. Wetmore out-rebounded Onega 32-25. Buffaloes had 8 turnovers, and the Cardinals had 7 turnovers. So a pretty clean game for the most part, but the Cardinals get the win by a final score of 40-31. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Plenty of options. Obviously, you look for the Wetmore Cardinals here with the victory. Tonight, we're going to go with Jacob Carls, the 6'2 junior, a near double-double, 12 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 of those 12 points via the second half. He was also good at the charity stripe. He was 3 out of 4 from the foul line. So congrats to Jacob Carls, the junior. 12 points, 9 rebounds, our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. Well, that's going to wrap things up for our first official broadcast of the high school basketball season here on KMZA. And the TVL showdown ends in a split as the Onega girls winning the first contest against the Lady Cardinals 45-33. And then the Wetmore boys hold off the Buffaloes by a final score of 40-31. Back at it tomorrow night. We're in the Big 7, albeit Perry LeCompton High School is the cause. Welcome in the Thunder of Nemaha Central. Should be a lot of fun for that one tomorrow night. Of course, the dynamic duo of myself and Kurt Kilman will be on the call for that one. So stay locked in. Of course, we'll have a full slate of games across our airwaves tomorrow night, plus the high school scoreboard show as well, to recap all of the action here as we have started another basketball season. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for tuning in to our broadcast tonight. One final time. Final score in the girls' contest, Onega 45, Wetmore 33, and then the boys' contest, the Wetmore boys 40, the Buffaloes 31. For Kirk Kilman back in studio, I'm Brandon Tam, and thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow at Perry LeCompton for more high school basketball. Keep it locked, the MSC Sports Radio Network.